If I'm moving mad and I'm liking bare tweets, don't message me like, why you like
a no, don't message me. That's why I did it.
I prefer
so
it.
So what I'm do like, you want then? Why did you do
I
it?
I don't know.
She,
you, she,
why she wants you to be mad in peace.
Yeah, I want to be mad in peace.
No.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Pink Matter. We've been on a bit of a hiatus for a few months. It's Sam Ray, and it will just be me now. There will be no more other co-host or no more co-hosting. I will just have a guest on each episode or more. Certain people just, you know, wanted to move on in life, but, you know, Pink Matter still goes on. We'll now be on Mondays instead of Wednesdays, so no more cheesy catchphrase, no more on Wednesdays we listen to Pink Matter. The reason I chose to do this is because I just felt like Wednesdays were a bit too crammed with loads of other podcasts, not saying that there was a problem. I'm just saying I'd rather kind of have a day to myself. So what's been going on with me? My baby turned one. So he's now 16 months though. So that was ages ago. But I'm also a certified eyelash technician. So girls, you know who to come to when I launch. To be fair, it's only been a few months, so not much has changed. But yeah, I am joined today by Nabila at Bilzy B on Twitter and Courtney, who is Kavaching. Kavaching. Isn't it Kavaching? That's how I've been saying it this whole time.
Okay, cool. It's a V.
Kaching.
Oh, Kavaching.
Which is meant to be an A.
Oh, right.
Catching.
But obviously, some people.
Catching.
She's a hipster.
Yeah.
So
yeah. You don't need to vote with me.
Yeah. But yeah,
Kaching was taken, okay? I had to improvise. Unless you wanted me to be Kaching 9,000,000,003 XYZ exclamation mark.
Why not? Because you've already got the Kaching. So anyway, yeah, so it's at KVCHINGG on Twitter, and follow me on Twitter at LoveSaray, and follow the the podcast Twitter, which is at The Pink Matter. I'm a bit shit on Instagram, I can't lie, but follow on Insta, same as my app, and the Twitter, the Instagram, as what's the Instagram for the podcast? I'm so dead. The Pink Matter? Oh, I hope it is, because I don't remember. But anyway, let's get started. Oh yeah, by the way, no more intro. Oh, there will be an intro, but I haven't decided how I'm going to do it yet. I don't know, all of that, you know, whatever. So, guys,
yeah.
What is the sneakiest thing you've done to get the attention of a guy or girl?
Oh,
who's going first?
Signing in and out of MSN bare terms.
That was old school. What is something more recent? Because you must have been like 15 when that happened. I'll start. I'll tell you what I've done.
Go on.
So, you know, I can't remember where I was. I think I was like outside of... No, I wasn't outside a rave. I don't do circles. I don't do laps around the rave. In but the I was...
Wow.
Okay. Man's a reaper ambush, you know. Guys, yeah. Oh my God, I just had a car accident. Actually, before we get into that, I literally just had a car crash. Someone literally went straight into the back of my car. I literally just washed my car. I was feeling so peng, and then boom, like I felt that vibration through my chest. I need to claim whiplash because my neck is stiff as hell. But this podcast episode needed to get out because we've been postponing it for so long. So I'm actually currently recording this with whiplash, guys. You see how much I love you. Okay, so moving on. Yeah, I do have whiplash. Like I actually need a neck brace. But moving on, so basically I think there were bare niggas somewhere. So I like had my windows down, it was freezing. So I'm playing bare loud music, trying to look all nice and, you know, whatever, trying to get them to pay attention to me. And I literally had the heating on full blast.
What?
With the windows down.
Why did you have the windows down? Are your windows sitting?
Because I needed them to hear
trying
the
to get
music.
Them their attention.
What music were you playing? Drill?
Probably. No, it was probably like Migos or something. Like, oh, I'm sure it was Culture Too or Culture. It was something like that.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Oh, okay. It always does. I mean,
they start flocking to your car.
Literally,
like,
they were all looking, and I was like, I can't remember what happened. But to be honest, yeah, if I was driving a manual, I probably would have stalled because I was doing bare nonsense. I can't even lie. Like, I was trying to look, like, you know, when you're side eyeing, see if they're looking, like, I was using my peripheral vision.
Have you ever seen Bridesmaids?
Yeah, that's my favourite. That's not my favourite. You've seen
Bridesmaids when she's driving past the police officer.
Yeah, she's like... Have you seen it? And she's like...
And she's skidding. She takes her top off at one point.
She's dumb. She's dumb. Now, that's one of my favourite films. But, yeah, what about you guys? What are your...
All right, so two things. One was, like, a couple years ago. It was just normal stuff where, like, this guy... that I'm sure I was, I can't remember whether I was sleeping with him and dating him or whether I was just, like, I can't remember. But anyway, I saw that some girl was flirting with him and he was kind of like entertaining it. So I think I liked the tweets in the thread to be like, yo, I see this happening. But the thing is, with men, yeah, they do this thing where they know that you're onto them and they know that you see it, but they don't respond to you, they don't entertain
Why do men do that? They always act
But the thing is, I actually prefer it. Don't feed into my madness. If I'm moving mad and I'm liking bare tweets, don't message me like, why like
no, don't message me. That's why I did it.
I prefer
so
it.
So, what I'm do like, you want then? Why did you do
I don't
it?
Know.
why she wants to be it? Mad in peace. Yeah,
I want to be mad.
No,
in peace.
No, message me.
And then I think a more recent one to get someone's attention was I went to a party. And then I saw this girl there, but I had no idea who she was. But in my mind, I was like, okay, yeah, like, she's very nice. I got this thing, like, when I see people and, like, I think they're nice or whatever, even if I've never seen them before in my life, one way or another, that person will pop up in, like, either, like, on Instagram
same,
or they'll pop
same.
Up on Twitter.
It's creepy.
So she popped up on Twitter and I was like, okay, this is my time. So I started... tweeting euphemisms, yeah, but I wasn't tweeting her, I was just tweeting. I think I must have said something like, no, I was talking about like doing a presentation at work.
Yeah.
Then the next tweet was like, oh, my oral skills are getting better.
wait, you said that.
I said my oral skills
I
are getting
am
better.
Dead.
And it worked!
she flopped! Bat signal.
Oh, that was funny. That
that's
was
funny. No, that's strategic positioning though. Good times. I'm really like skilled in strategic positioning. I pop out.
Is it?
Yeah. I pop out. What about you?
I genuinely don't know. You know.
You don't know anything you've done in recent times.
I
she's
really.
Lying. Oh, what? Because no, she's naughty, innit? Because
no,
she has
no, it's not even that. I just feel like I'm not like. If I want someone's attention, yeah, I'm genuinely.
Forward.
I can be a very shy person, so I don't really like if I'm into that into someone that much that I want them to like take notice of me. I'm probably too shy to do anything to like.
So not you even just don't... like on the internet. Internet's easier.
Yeah,
to
that's
do
what
that.
I'm talking about. Like, well, not just have just to be internet, but I mean it can be.
Yeah, I don't really. I just like a picture or something, but it's not that deep. Like, I don't think I've ever done anything. I can say, yeah, I'm purposefully doing this to grab someone's attention. Not that I can remember. All right,
saucy courts.
No, it's not even...
saucy courts.
I think it's more a shy thing than... It's not like I expect people to approach me. I'm just like, if it happens, it will happen.
Yeah.
But I'm just generally too shy to ever really, like, put myself...
So what, would you guys say that you, like, moved... Do you move to people or do you strategically position or do you just, like, wait and see what happens?
Both.
Do you have you ever like wanted to move to someone and like just left it because you're too shy? The thing is, I'm shy, but I'm only shy of people I like. But then eventually when I've like gotten comfortable with them, I'm not shy anymore.
When you say move to someone, do you mean in person?
Like in person, on the internet, whatever, as in like not something that's
not
like you
like
know, fly. Yeah, exactly.
Like actually,
like
let them
like
know
yeah,
that
like
you want their number or something.
I've done it in person before.
So you're not shy then?
No, but I feel like those are the nights that maybe I had
some
liquid courage.
Yeah, there was. The thing is, in person, I'm much, much more forward. Like, if I see you, like...
Really? I'm not...
Yeah,
actually...
In person.
I kind of am. Because like, with I'll a girl, like, I just, like, I'll overly compliment you. Mm. With a guy, I'm, like, stroking beards. I'm like, oh, my God, your beard. I say, I don't, it's a problem. Like, I go out, when I've had too much to drink, I stroke beards. Mm. And that is a violation of space. And I'm always, but they like it. But, I mean, that's a bad thing to say.
But if you want to start stroking your hair now?
It's a different story.
I mean, I wouldn't. If it was a guy that, I don't know, but I know what, I know, it's not right, but I don't know why I do it. I'll be like, oh yeah, your beard is beautiful, and it just gasses them. What if
they
don't
have a beard?
Sometimes I've stroked the chin, like a few times. I can't even lie, it's just weird. But yeah,
one time I feel like I'd wine with a girl and then we'll just start a conversation after.
Well, wow.
It's a good, what? A wine is a good way to break a barrier.
No, it's not. It is. Do you think? It is. Do you know what happened? Like, wine with anyone?
Because you break the touch barrier as well.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Actually, that's true because that's always what you expect. Like, you wind with someone and then you're going to, if you like them, turn around and they see your peng,
they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh my God, that happened at Carnival. Oh God. And be like, oh. How many times that, like, save me, save me? The amount of times she would be like to just drag me in front of her. Yeah. No, it was, I hated it. I actually hated it. But yeah, anyways, let's move on. So, guys, we're going to talk about. What's happened in like recent times, and one thing I wanted to speak about was whack bum girl. So what's your price, Nabila?
So my price is infinite because I'm not in the game of pricing my vagina. Mm-hmm. I'm not in the game of pricing my vagina because it's not a commodity. There's no number I can put on its value, or on my person in general. So I can't put in monetary value. However, if I was gonna put monetary value on it, I would not be doing £35.
Mine would be bundles.
I'm joking. What is a £35 bundle?
Are you dumb? Who's wearing £35 bundles? Can you rate
secondhand?
Who's wearing £35 bundles? Nah, I don't have a price, man. Please. Just give me love and affection.
I think that whole thing just doesn't make sense because it's kind of like, at first she was praising guys for like taking their girl to like expensive places, which I can understand. Yeah. Like when you're a certain age and in a certain position in your life, that is proper like big. But then she was like, oh, come on. Like if a guy is spending minimum £35 on you, how can you not free it up? And I'm just thinking, is that all it takes?
But I heard she was joking, but I can't tell. Did you see her other snap? She had another snap where she snapped the receipt. She snapped like her table and she was like, oh my God, we've spent £25 on breathing shit. Something like basically she's gonna have to fuck.
She was talking about how she went somewhere with her friend and they spent like 20 something pound, but it was just on drinks.
Yeah.
And that's how like she led into the conversation.
So maybe that was people make it seem like it came after, like she was about to bang that night.
I've never seen nor heard of this girl.
No, neither had I. Where is she even from? Because she had like 20 accents.
She had bare accents.
Like I was confused.
At first I thought she was fresh, then I wasn't sure if she was like,
I thought she was a normaler.
She went through a couple stages. She has to be fresh. Like I swear she's fresh.
Whack your bomb.
African.
Whack your bomb.
Wow.
I don't think I think that's a bit mad.
What's your price?
I don't have a price. I don't have a price either, mate. I think that's mad. For a girl to actually say that, like with your chest.
If a guy spends more than
£35 on you, you'll open legs. That doesn't make any sense. The thing is,
you can free it up to whoever you want. Do you know, and whenever you can spend
£35 in Nando's.
Exactly.
Yeah. I went Burger King, just now.
I spent like £12 in it.
If you go Burger King with three of your friends, you can spend £30 in Burger King. So no, what are you saying?
That's true.
If he takes you and your mate to Burger King, you're opening legs.
No, it's true.
What are you saying?
The thing is, if you want to free it up,
then do it. Put a price on it.
100%. That's ridiculous.
Because there are guys that ain't taking girls nowhere and they're freeing it up.
Exactly. Does that make her bad mind? Yeah, I don't know.
Wait. Anyways.
I don't think it should be priced. I think whenever just you want to free it, just free it.
I 100% don't think it should be priced, but I thought she was genuinely joking. But
if he was going to price it, then £35 is very
low. It should not be.
It's very low.
Yeah,
it's very, very low. So, boy, I don't know for her.
So, guys, Nicki Minaj and Lewis Hamilton are apparently in a relationship.
I didn't know that.
Here's her turned into some hipster now, hasn't he? Mm-hmm. Like,
he's I haven't even seen a picture of this.
Oh, you haven't? Let me show you. They apparently almost,
they apparently almost got arrested in Dubai.
Really?
For skinny dipping.
Oh, yeah, because I saw that she was in Dubai.
They were they're in Dubai together.
Yeah, they're together. Look, let me show you.
I'm disappointed. I thought better of him.
For whatever reason, I thought he was still with Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah, their breakup was...
They broke up time ago.
Yeah, but their breakup they break up all the time. They break up and get back together.
Look.
Really? How old is he?
It's true.
They're the same. They must be similar ages.
I say he's younger.
Nikki's like
30. She's 35, isn't she? Nikki's 35.
Oh,
Rado. Yeah, Nicki Minaj is 35. Cardi B is 25. That's the thing. She's big.
Cardi's
So 10 years her senior, and she's doing Nicki's all of that. Woman. Let me check how old Lewis Hamilton is. But yeah, they're dating, and I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not happy about it.
How old is Lewis Hamilton? Sorry, guys. Just give me a sec. I always do this. I always need to know ages as well. He is 33.
Oh, so they're roughly the same.
Yeah, they are.
I just thought he was younger. I mean. I guess it makes sense.
How does it make sense?
People in specific money circles will float together. Even if you're not in the music industry, you will float together.
They don't suit. Yeah, obviously, Nicole was his ex, isn't it? I mean, she's a singer. But
we don't know his personality. We actually don't know it.
They
will not suit.
I feel like him and Nicole made sense.
Yeah,
I feel like
they him did. And Nicki no, but like... no, they didn't at first, though. Think about it. When they
she's
first got together...
She's much older than him. Nicole.
Yeah.
Nicole Scherzinger is like 43 or something. 40-something right now. She's much older than him.
Like, no, I thought at the start they didn't suit. People said the same thing about them, but I guess they grew on us.
I feel like his price is more upped than Nicki's.
Really?
Do you think? Like, I'm disappointed in him. Like, I'm not disappointed in him.
I kind of think
that's only
because of recent events that Nicki Minaj has done. But in general, I think it makes sense.
To me, this was maybe like 5 years ago. Yeah. This was maybe like five years ago, but now Nikki's wayward. She's mad.
Okay, in fact,
she's a weary.
What's going on with her? Every day explaining her shit.
All right,
bars,
let me tell you what I think.
On crack.
I actually think she's on that. She has to crack.
She's got like a superiority complex going on, right? Yeah. So we're in an era where, so usually when it comes to like hip hop female artists, it's usually one.
Mm.
Or two if you're lucky, right?
Yeah.
In each era. So we're getting to a stage where we've got Nicki Minaj, who she loves to talk about numbers, like in her music stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that's her thing. Even when it comes to rap, everything is numbers. But she's right. In terms of numbers, nobody can touch her, which means you have the crown. You do not need to fight for it because no one is actually coming to take it.
Cardi though? She's not.
No, in terms of like historic.
But I mean, she's like, okay, so even when Kim that came out or Remy, whenever one of the two came out, she was sending shots at, like, are you all right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't be the only female rapper.
But this is the thing.
That's what she's used to.
But she weren't even the first to come. She wasn't. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, even Lil Kim, to a certain extent, yeah. This whole, you know, paying, I don't know how to say this word, you know, guys.
Paying Jews.
H-O-M-A-G-E.
Homage.
Yeah, I thought it was homage. But I see people say homage. I've heard homage. But anyways, every minute, like, oh, you know, these new artists should pay homage. I mean, no. Like,
no, but Lil Kim has a right to say it.
No, she doesn't, though.
Yeah, she does.
No. Should I tell you why? She's heavily influential. Pay homage in that sense, but not as, oh, you're this female rapper or what so.
But wait.
What do you mean?
Let me say something, yeah? This is why Lil Kim has a right to say it, because if Lil Kim wasn't Lil Kim, there would be no Nicki Minaj.
No, I don't mean just Nicki alone, because she expects every black female rapper after her to pay homage.
I don't think it's like that, but I think you have to look at what Lil Kim done. Like, when Lil Kim came out, she was very sexual. Like, she was very...
Nobody was rapping about come suck my pussy this.
No one was doing that.
To the point where... If it wasn't for the people...
When was Foxy out?
The same time.
But that's what I'm saying. It wasn't like... She was still above. She was always one or the other. We can never be collective. But what I'm saying is...
If you come out in that kind of ilk, where you're very sexualized and you're very, you know, you know, yeah. use your, you kind of wear your sexuality on your sleeve. As a woman rapper, like, you kind of have to pay homage to Lil' Kim, because if Lil' Kim didn't do it, of course. And fight that fight for them first, yeah. then yeah. because then
you've
be
got
all,
you got people like even Stefflon Don and people like that.
Everybody,
all, exactly.
Cash
yeah.
Doll, yeah, Asian yeah, Doll, yeah, this yeah, stuff. Yeah, yeah. We wouldn't, they wouldn't have, Hardy, we everyone. Wouldn't have this style City of girls. Being so overt in sexuality and just saying things as it is. If it
was actually, no, you guys,
before that, it was Queen Latifah, it was MC Light,
it was true, and they weren't doing the same thing.
It was all them it's people true. That was thing. It's true, Salt and Pepper true. Probably as well.
In a way, yeah.
In a way. But yeah. again, that was more towards the end of their, like when they first came out, yeah. they were the same.
Yeah, no, you're right. You guys are right. You guys are right.
But I think with in general, just with Nicki, I think she might be feeling threatened. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, she doesn't need to, because she is still a talented woman. Now
no,
she's
not.
She is,
anymore.
But now she's
anymore.
Now she's explaining.
I swear to fuck, no.
Explaining her raps. I have no idea why she's explaining.
She keeps
doing
it.
Double entendre.
No, she keeps doing it.
What
like,
do you mean she's explaining?
I would.
She would tweet a lyric and be like, "Oh, let me tell you what this means. I was saying this.
No,
this
was the worst one. I'm surprised you haven't even
as
seen
if it's
it.
English literature.
She makes me sick a little bit. I can't lie. She does actually.
She's muted. You know, like how can I mute a celebrity? Like she's actually muted. Like
Tough Raider.
Shouting like she's
I can't lie
big.
The Harriet Tubman memes that came out that was sick though. I enjoyed that.
Duh. So Nicki said,
have you seen the Harriet Tubman meme and it says something like, I ain't eating no damn rice.
I haven't seen it. Oh shit, I need to see this. Where is it?
I can't lie, she actually is an idiot.
I don't understand.
And now that I know doing. That she's like 35, she's a bigger idiot.
She honestly, is a big, she's a big woman and doesn't need to be having tantrums like this.
It's
at
nuts.
All.
It's very
because nuts. What she does is she creates it. Don't get me wrong, industry people pit women against each other. That
mm-hmm.
is a fact.
Yeah,
and it
yeah,
it's
yeah.
always
because even if they're in two different
yeah.
like fields,
it always
it's
happens.
Ridiculous.
So we can understand that to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
But what Nicki does is she creates a problem, then
that
gets
works,
on
yeah.
somebody's interview or her Queen Radio,
and
this is
victim.
She says exactly this line. If Onika has to be the villain, then Onika will be
talking about
herself in third person, number one. She's always talking about people are always trying to make Onika the villain, and if I have to do it, then so be it. But if a man can do this, then he's a boss.
Start getting exactly.
But it's
oh
me.
My God,
I'm a
I've
bitch. And it's like when she first said it, I agreed. But it's now.
She's overusing
it. It's overusing it, and it's a well known fact that you are somebody that tries to stop other women's back.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I can never respect that.
Yeah.
All this yeah. other petty beef, whatever. But when you're trying to stop old people's money,
I can't lie. When I heard that Cardi boxed her up, I was happy still.
Yeah, same.
Because I
but
feel
she
like
didn't
she
didn't
get touch
her.
Her.
She didn't touch her.
Unfortunately, she was what with the shoe.
Yeah,
like,
no, she didn't. And I hated the way that everyone was going on about, you know, Cardi being a mum, because that doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean shit.
Like when I was pregnant, I literally had to threaten people. I said, when I drop this baby, I will resume back to regular scheduled. Jaw spinning.
Literally.
Because I don't know what people thought this was.
At
like,
the end of the day, money, no money, chat shit.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That is the principle.
And this is what people were like. They like the fact that Cardi's real. Cardi, like, literally,
yeah,
Cardi's
yeah,
real.
Yeah.
But then when she actually does what she says that she does in her raps, you lot are talking shit.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway.
You can't pick.
Exactly.
Can't
so Nicki's tweet that she was talking about, you never know, it's a double entendre in bag stopped, carry on. My carry on luggage was stopped when I tried to board the flight. My carry on bag was stopped. I love writing that. Hashtag Nicki stopped my bag. Are you five?
I don't
what
know.
What does that even mean?
I don't know why she came to do I don't know why she came to do English.
And
it's
a queen. Look at these dickheads. Queen. Shut up, man. Anyway.
She's
whatever.
Just trying to prove that Safari.
And you blatantly did. That's the thing.
She's trying to prove
that is
right a thing. It's sad. It's actually very sad. I feel sorry for her because I feel like she's genuinely going through some kind of drug-fueled identity crisis.
Yeah.
She's going through something because obviously all this stuff is happening and she's wilding, right? But then I'm also like, okay, your brother just went to prison for paedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
You tried to disassociate yourself from it, which is fair because it
mm-hmm.
actually has nothing to do with it.
But she still paid
Then you go and do a song with 6ix9ine, whatever that other paedophile is. What kind of branding is that?
I don't get it.
You're not an artist that has to do music with new up-and-coming artists to make yourself
relevant. Yeah,
so in my mind, I have no idea why you would associate yourself with someone like
are
that.
Are you sure she doesn't anymore, though?
I don't know,
because
that whole Tekashi thing, I don't know if he's... Because basically, they say what his thing was is there was a girl that... Like, he was chilling with a bunch of, like, older niggas or something. There was a girl that came to the crib. She lied about her age. She done some stuff with them. And then, obviously, now he's got, like...
Basically, the thing that happened to Merkson.
So, yeah. What they're saying is, so, they were... I think they were filming a music video or something like that, but they were chilling, everyone in the room. At the end of the day... A 13-year-old looks 13.
She was 13.
I don't believe a 13-year-old can lie and say
he was
of age. They were all of age. First of all, what's a 13-year-old doing chilling with 18-year-olds? I don't know how you guys got into that situation to begin with. But secondly,
where did you meet her?
Second of all, a 13-year-old will always look 13. Like, I don't think there's anything.
There's really something that American girls
not 13 year olds, not 13.
Remember, if you're 18, one they're 18.
Nah,
so.
American 18 year old looks like a British 27.
But a 13 year old will always behave like, forget looks.
A 13 year old will always behave like a
And I already know how teenage boys are, like, especially thinking about where he grew up, age lines are blurred for them. They don't really care. Yeah. And plus, he's a prick anyway.
And even, to be fair, like, when I was younger and girls used to, like, do the whole lying about their age thing, the girls that used to do it, they were, like, skilled in it because they were so used to being around these older guys. They knew what to say and what to do. Yeah. Not saying whatever he did is right or I'm dismissing anything. I'm just saying that we don't even know what this girl was on. Do you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I need to kind of move a bit fast as well. But Jaquez. How do you say his name? Is it Jaquez?
I think it's Jax.
Before that record, LMA's record label came out and said, you know, it was them that did whatever. I had even said, like, I can't lie, I thought the whole time LMA had greenlighted his video. If he hadn't, if she hadn't.
Wait, he made a video.
He's dropped, he did mad promo, everything.
She obviously did her song.
Yeah.
Song was running, radio, whatever. Her music video hadn't dropped yet, but he had done a remix and dropped his video prior to hers. Now, any.
Was this for Trip?
So, any record label is never going to allow that to happen. You cannot drop your remix video before the artist has dropped it.
You didn't even get a green light and you did hella promo. I was baffled. I was like, he's dumb. Like,
first of all, she's with DJ Mustard, right? She's not with any guy. And his team or whoever the record label are like, we're gonna have to take that off because it was fine. She even co-signed the remix.
Yeah, I remember.
Every remix someone has ever done, she's co-signed it, but no one's dropped a video before her. And in the music business, it just makes sense for them to be like, you're gonna have to squash that.
It makes sense. Because you're taking people were saying,
it's her fault. But those are people that don't know music industry because she doesn't have that kind of power to do that. She's a new artist.
That's what you have teams for. Like at the end of the day, you're not an island, do you know what I mean? Like you don't control shit by yourself. If she was to message him Jax and be like, "Oi, yo, take this down," he probably wouldn't. Like, so there's obviously lawyers there. There are people in place that are gonna say, "Okay, hold on, you're going too far now." Like, cool, do your little remix, throw it on SoundCloud, but you can't be making videos.
He didn't think that part through.
No, that's very stupid.
Because it was very, very quick as well. It went on SoundCloud. Then
the video. I swear, like it's like the two songs got released simultaneously. Like I heard his one before I heard hers. You know,
is it?
All my life, I heard his before I heard hers. So it's mad.
And he's got his own album that he just released. Focus on your own things. Like, what are you jumping on everyone else's vibe? That's not really the vibe. But
so guys, topic of the timeline. I think I saw Tolly. Who started it? The toilet conversation. Because I saw Tolly from Big Receipts.
Do a video about
That's it. It was him. So he asked, what do we talk about in toilets? And I find it very funny because when I go to the toilet, like, going to the toilet on your own, first of all, is, like, a complete adventure. It's like travelling, like, on your own. Like, I'm going to the toilet. You're hoping your friends will be like, I'll come with you.
Yeah.
But sometimes they don't. You're like, shit. But then when you go in there, you make new friends. Like, I actually make new friends. Like, I leave with girls saying, who was it that said something like,
if you don't leave the toilet without a new friend saying
that you're beautiful,
did you really go?
Yeah. And then Courtney here, Kavaching, came to come and say, what did you say again?
I said, Auntie tells me that I'm in the wrong toilet first.
Can you imagine?
The thing is, everyone's laughing, but this is actually my life.
It's sad, I'm sorry.
Like, you know what that's like? Like, to walk into a toilet, imagine this is how it would go.
Every time you go, you're wondering if someone's going to look at you funny as well.
I'm like, all right, cool, let me go to the toilet quickly, freshen up, pee, whatever. Go going to the toilet. Let's say there's like an average of 8 girls in the toilet at any one time. So the 8 girls are there. I've already walked in. All the girls are like, zoom, lesbian, cool.
Mm.
All the girls are looking at me now. Then auntie, excuse me. The men's toilet is... I'm like...
It's because they don't even get it.
Now everyone's looking at me like twice as hard. I'm just like, auntie.
Yeah, but do you like auntie, ever...
I'm in the right toilet.
Do you ever feel like... Has that thought crossed your mind? Like every time you go into the toilet, do you think, oh, is anyone going to think that I'm in the wrong toilet?
This is the thing. Like... Everyone's obviously laughing on Twitter and obviously it's banter. Like, sometimes I even find it funny myself, innit?
But it's your reality.
But at the end of the day, like it's actually... And it does have a psychological effect because sometimes if there's... a disabled toilet, I'll just go into the disabled toilet. Because sometimes I genuinely can't be asked because it's tiring. Like, it's draining to have to explain. Especially when I didn't have, like, my locks and I had, like, short hair.
Yeah.
It's tiring to have to go into a toilet. Like, one time I almost beefed this girl. Like, he was in visions. I walked into the toilet and this girl turned around. Bare attitude. She's like, excuse me, you're in the wrong toilet. The men's toilet is over there. I was just like, okay, I'm in the right toilet. She's like, well, clearly you're not. I was like,
Can you imagine?
I'm just like, no, I'm in the right toilet. And then eventually she cried. She was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like,
why was she
you're so beautiful. This went on for like 10 minutes. All the other girls like started like getting annoyed because I was getting annoyed.
Yeah.
The other girls are like, okay, she knows. Like, she knows she's beautiful. Mm. Like, you're making a scene. Like, calm down. Mm. She's like, no, I can't believe. I was like, you know what? Okay, please. It's annoying. So yeah, sometimes
that must be really annoying.
Sometimes I'll avoid it because I can't be asked. But,
and that's not.
It shouldn't be something
that you have to do.
It shouldn't
as well.
Be, but in this society, this people don't understand that clothes are just clothes, innit?
Yeah. You know exactly because that's what I was saying to you. Like you look like a girl. Like it's not like she doesn't look like one. Yeah, like hard. You know what I'm saying. Like I'm not saying that it kind of dismisses the other ones that don't necessarily that are very androgynous. Yeah, but like. You know, I'm just...
People just look at clothes first.
Mm. Yeah.
And then as soon as they see your clothes, and as soon as they can't see my thighs and...
people just no
like,
breasts.
Their
no.
minds start just getting confused. They're just like, oh, man, okay. Yeah, but yeah, no, it's mad. I've had some funny conversations in girls' toilets, though, honestly. There are mad conversations that happen in them toilets.
Yeah, we talk about bare things. Like, there was, like I was saying on Twitter, there was a girl literally, like, she fixed my eyelash. She came up to me, she was like... I'm an eyelash technician and I noticed like from far that the corner of your eyelash
why
did
she say from
far?
She's
trying
to shake
because she knows she said it was flapping basically she said my eyelash was flapping
from far.
She was trying to fly off my face but yeah she was like basically she was trying to show how skilled of an eyelash technician she was but she was like hey babe let me glue it for you and I was like you're a real one because that's something that I would do though I would be like hey, let me fix it. I've had friends that literally their dress straps have broken and girls have like whipped out pins and like safety pinning up the thing and fixing their dresses and it's mad. Like, girls are amazing when they come together.
I think for me, the stuff that I remember is like just passing compliments with each other. Like, I'm the type of person, if I see something like that, I'll be like, God, you look really good today.
Oh
my God, you
freaking
I didn't really like this dress.
Your skin is amazing. Oh my God, your clothes are amazing. I love your hair. Yeah. Oh my God, where did you get those heels from? Oh, I've got that as well. What American Apparel? Yeah. What ASOS? Like, paid off it.
Do you know what's funny? You know, actually, at the BFF summer day party, we noticed that because obviously Black Film Film is all girls, isn't it? So me and Dom noticed that the men's toilets weren't in use. So every time we needed to go to the toilet, we went to the men's toilet so we could have like our little catch up. And it was just, it literally became our private headquarters. Like we went to the men's toilet. Like
even if we just
had something that we wanted to talk about, but we didn't want, you know, other ears around, we'll just go to the men's toilet, have
that
our little gist.
Actually so smart.
It was a good thing.
But BFF, while we're here, let's shamelessly plug
the
Halloween party on the 27th of October. Guys, tickets are on sale.
Enjoyment.
I'll be there. I don't know what I'm going as yet, though. Don't know, man.
So there's no pressure. What I will say, obviously, it's a Halloween-themed event. Oh, sorry, if you guys didn't know
what BFF is.
What Black Femme Film is, it is a film collective specifically for Black and mixed-race women. We watch films and then we turn up. That's pretty much it. So great cinema, great company. I'm one of the co-founders. There are 5 of us. So we're having an event on the 27th of October. So if you are a woman, femme, Black, mixed, come party with us. So it's there's not a dress code, but it's Halloween themed, so it's a dress-up affair, but you don't have to. So the party is called Black Femme Fright, so be prepared to be spooked a little bit. We've got loads of stuff up our sleeves.
Can't wait. It's going to be good. Are you going, Kimching? Because, okay, I'm going to stop calling you that. Sorry. Yeah, you know, it's like embedded in my head. Do you know what I mean? It's actually embedded in my head now.
Please, it's Kimching or Courtney. That's
so, are you going? I'm pressure.
I might come. I don't know if I'm going to dress up, though.
What do you mean you might?
Okay, I'll come.
No. I'm dickhead.
Pressure. I don't know if I'm going to dress up because I can't think of anything I actually want to do.
You could buy a mask. Come in your normal clothes,
That's what I'm saying. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a mask thing.
Yeah.
I won't say what kind of mask. Obviously, I've got a couple of mask ideas in there. You get me?
And he just lips people and they won't even know it's you.
That's a bit weird. I don't think that's what the party's about. No. You know what I mean? Can you imagine the tweets on the hashtag after? Oh, there was this girl in this mask, yeah.
Please, don't be doing none of that rubbish.
That's how
please.
Masquerade parties, that's how they go. Like, people just be listening. All these, like, white, what's it called? These, like, white shows, like Gossip Girl and them shows.
Yeah,
there,
yeah, all they do is lips.
They'll be wearing masquerade masks, just lipsing each other anyhow. They go bang in one room.
Mm-hmm. I think lipsing at parties is a bit scatty anyway, to be fair.
Lips in a strange... Okay, I don't want to out anyone.
I have a very different opinion on that because I understand.
Really? I could never
I actually understand. I didn't... So there's one time I did it at uni and the guy was such a shit kisser. Oh, it felt like kissing, like, paper bag. Like, it was awful. Literally. So if I've ever kissed someone at a rave, it's never... usually been somebody I've met just there. It might be someone I know and stuff like that. But I can totally understand like the feeling of like just wanting to kiss somebody at a point. I can get it.
I've only done it once and it was very scatty. I can't lie.
When I look back on it now,
it was very scatty because it was at Scala. Have you ever been to Scala?
Nah.
I've been to Scala.
You know there's the stage.
It was on stage. She lips a stranger on stage.
What party was it?
Did you think this was Phantom of the Opera?
I'm not gonna lie, I was burst there and like we was in like the corner of the stage, but we were still on the stage, innit? And she just started lipsing me, and because I was drunk, I just gave in.
What party was it?
I don't know, some lesbian party, some LGBT party, but
I can't believe
it was scatty. I've never done it. I feel like at one point someone dashed up.
So what if you just got like a cold sore? Like, what would you?
Yeah, but you can get a cold sore from anyone.
No, you can, but I mean, I've never had one. At least you. Okay, you know what?
I've never had one. If she had a cold sore, then why would I be lipsing her? I wouldn't be
but you might not know. Have you not seen... Okay, I don't know if this is a lie, but I heard about... I mean, I'm sure everyone's heard about it, about the girl that was, like, sucking dick on the dance floor. And what? Then, like, she broke out. Like, she was sucking dick on a dance floor in the middle of a... Sorry, I have a cold, by the way, so if I'm coughing up this podcast, I'm sorry. Yeah, she was in the middle of the dance floor. She sucked dick. She left. And then she... She broke out in something mad, like it was mad. And then she ended up going to like the doctor or a dermatologist or whatever. And they said that basically the virus that she got was something that you receive. Basically, it's only people that perform necrophilia, which is having
sex with dead people.
So the guy whose dick she'd sucked.
He'd been fucking dead people.
I've heard of this before, but I don't know if it's a true story.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't think it's a true story.
You know, I believe it. Like, someone actually told me like it was their friend when I was in school. Like, you know,
I've heard of this before, but it's not. I don't think it's a true story.
These liars. But yeah. Right, guys, let's move on to the topic at hand. So today's episode, as you will have seen, is called Women Are Trash. Now, I don't know if I'm going to put a question mark at the end of it or if I'm just going to make it a statement. But what we're going to be talking about today, I have asked about 20 headies. Heady men.
Stop
20
it.
Heady men. And I asked about maybe 8 to 10 LGBTQ girls. Mm-hmm. and asked them basically two questions. So one of the questions I asked was, one of the things I asked was for them to tell me lies women tell. So we've already had an episode called Lies Women Tell. I think this was our, 10th episode. Mm-hmm. But this is a part two, and it's going to be done a bit different. So I got all the statements and all the whatevers, and we are basically going to either, dispel those myths or, talk about whether we've experienced them or we've done it or whatever. So the second thing I asked as well was just basically, what do you think of women? What is your thought about, the woman? So let's start. So I'm going to kind of go random because I just wrote everything down and I feel like some are more interesting than others, if I'm honest. So one of them, women lie about when the last time they had sex was. Look at Courtney's face.
When was the last time
they had sex?
I feel like it is probable that they do, but I don't see why they would.
I'm going to say... probably because I know women tend to lie about how many times or how many people as well.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Okay. So maybe yes.
I can imagine if... In a way. For example, say you're talking to someone you're interested in, you had sex yesterday, and they're like, when's the last time you had sex? If it was yesterday, you might not want to say...
Why would you say also, that, though? Also, you just seem like a sketch.
No one should ever ask me that question.
What, when the last time you had sex was?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's not anyone's business. The only question a new person you're dating or a new sexual partner should ask you is the last time you got tested. And if everything else, in my opinion...
I was about to say, in your opinion. I can't lie because I asked that question.
No, I don't, because I want an answer.
I ask. I want to know.
I want to know, whoever the last person you was involved with, when's the last time you got freaky? I want to know.
Yeah. It matters, though, because... How? I'll tell you why it matters. Because
you having sex flashbacks when we're on our date?
Can you imagine? And not even just that, all right, if you had sex with someone that you like you're actually having feelings sex, and you had feelings sex two weeks ago, and then now you're you're actually dating me, why would that not matter?
It doesn't matter.
Because why doesn't it matter?
Well, more time I don't ask because I don't want to know.
Is it because you're worried about...
No, don't worry about nothing. <You just don't laughs> I'm not worried about something. What I'm saying is, once you and me are together, exclusively, prior to exclusively, I technically can do what I please. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to ask you because this is my opinion. I truly believe it's none of my business. As soon as we are exclusively together, then... What you do with your body, so to speak.
You're
triggering yourself if you are.
Exclusive as in we're exclusively dating, not that we're in a relationship. Because you know you can be dating. Exclusively.
Okay, so when you're exclusively dating and you'll then ask...
No, I mean from that moment on.
Okay, when it matters. Happens, okay,
then
it's my business.
But before that, I don't need to know at all.
All right then. So someone said that all women say that their body count is 3.
I think it's not.
Really? People say that. People do. I can't even lie.
Oh, what a shame.
People do.
No one's ever said that.
Basically, I don't know if you listen to the podcast, you know about Nesquik Boy. Nesquik Boy basically, I had sex with a boy and he lasted in 30 seconds in 3 strokes, so we called him Nesquik. Now, I used to add him as 0.5, on my body count.
You can't do 0.5. That,
but then I just decided, why am I even adding you? We didn't have sex. We literally bumped into each other. That's basically what happened.
You can't do that.
So anyway, I was seeing someone and he asked me, I was 20 or 21. So to be honest, that was those immature days. He asked me, how many people... I literally named everybody.
Names? Hey.
I say everybody it was a rave of people. Scroll. But, I named the relevant people. And then I left this guy out. So I was like, oh, do you know what? No, I'm going to tell him the truth. And I told him, I was like, okay, there was also this person. He was like, I already knew that. See? That's why it's good to tell the truth, because basically someone had told him that the only person you're going to need to worry about with Sam is this person, because he knew of the guy. Mm-hmm. And he was like, other than that, it's all good, whatever. And so he knew, but he just wanted to catch me out and see if I was going to tell the truth
or not.
But
why worry?
He's stupid. Exactly. I don't know. But no, he didn't know the story of the guy. Okay. Do you know what I'm saying? He just thought, I'm lying about my body count. Okay. Do you understand? Yeah, so that was a story about what happened.
I don't lie. Because one, don't ask me.
I don't get asked.
Two, I won't be able to tell you the number because I truly don't remember.
And that's not to suggest, oh, I slept with there, so many just... people, which again is not really a bad thing. I after like number three, I stopped keeping count. I don't remember, so I won't be able to tell you.
And I don't want to lie. I don't even remember the last time I was asked, to be honest. I think that probably was the last time.
Only men ask is very telling. Only men ask. Women don't ask me that.
Yeah.
Because they don't care. And they're a little bit more mature.
Yeah.
Men ask because it's part of their CRB.
It's ego. No, it's ego as well. It's ego, yeah. It's
ego. Ego how?
Okay. Put it this way, yeah. If a woman with, let's say, a body count of 30 from America came to London... they would wife that girl. Mm-hmm. However, I'm not saying all guys wouldn't wife a girl with a body count of 30, but, you know, let's just talk about those, that type of man. Mm-hmm. The same girl from London, body count of 30, he wouldn't.
Ego, because it's ego. There's more chance of the girl people from London having to know with people, the people that they
know or know of, or people knowing, just knowing about her history, but they don't know about the other girls.
It's to suggest like sex is a secret, like everyone isn't doing it.
Yeah, but cool, you know how people are. Like, I know, but childish.
It's just, what do you call it? I think Dot was saying the other day on Saturn that basically, that I guess this only is more relatable for, I don't know, lesbians probably. That basically the way she like tallies body counts is that if a girl's done something to her and she's done something to the girl, then it counts. That if only sense. She's done something to the girl, then she don't count it.
But that depends.
Which actually,
what if she's done something to the girl, then it doesn't count as sex?
So for example, if say
because it is kind of like
for example, like, okay, let's say I've strapped a girl and whatever, but she hasn't touched me, like she hasn't gone down with me, nothing. I wouldn't count her.
Really?
Why?
No. This isn't my way.
This
is Dot's way of counting.
Oh, really? No, I don't agree with that.
Sexual contact.
I might take
sex.
It on. I can't lie.
You what?
That would knock me down. Excuse me. Knock me down a couple places. Like me, my price might.
Your price might go.
Nah.
But yeah. Okay. Another thing. Line about how long their real hair is.
Oh my god.
About cutting their hair as well.
Yeah.
Listen, I actually really did cut my hair. Like everyone's seen, I cut my hair. But it's not to say that I have I'm not bald. Mm. So, you know, my hair grew back.
I'm gonna
Do you want me to pull off this piece right now?
Show us.
Let me show them.
I'm gonna say yeah, but not like your hair's actually at your shoulders, but you're going down to your boob. Yeah. I mean like just a few inches, because for black girls anyway, our hair's curly. Yeah. So the only way we can is to stretch. Mm-hmm. And stretching is not very accurate.
Girls are saying my hair's down here, but your hair's actually
Our hair grows upwards. So I'm going to say yeah, but I don't think they do it to lie and be like, oh, I got really, really long hair. It's just
no, some people. Some people do. I'll tell you why some people do. It's because they know that some guys are asking just because they want to know, do you have good hair? Like, does your hair grow? So because just to appease the guy, they will say,
which again, I feel like
it's all very neaky.
If a guy's asking you about your hair,
no, out of curiosity,
because he likes quote good hair. First of all, what's good hair?
Oh yeah, no.
Second of all, to me, that's kind of like.
Yeah, it's weird. I know.
As long as my wig is looking nice.
No, but this is the thing. These people, but it's because they fetishize. No, because these are guys that, they fetishize. I don't know how to say this thing.
Fetishize.
No, I'm talking about children. They do, because they're thinking, oh, what's my child's hair going to be like? A lot of these guys, that's how they think.
Yeah.
So, they're not even going to be doing the child's hair more times.
Exactly.
So, wash your own, really.
Exactly. Right. So, another thing is girls wanting honesty even though they can't handle it.
Yeah.
Okay, so with me,
you can't hear my smile, but I'm really smiling right now.
I'm really cheesing. I'm proper like, okay, I want honesty, and I realize that sometimes when I get the honesty, I don't like it. And I start to move a bit mad. But when I clock I'm moving mad, I reel it in. Because that's what I asked for. And I'm not going to lie, I don't want to cut off that trust that you have to actually be on that, to actually tell me. So I think I'm like, oh shit, if I continue moving mad, they're not going to tell me anything after. So I reel it in. But I agree. Like sometimes, it's because sometimes you don't even think, like you want the truth to be what, you don't want the truth to be what you thought it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it is.
So it's you're asking. You thought it was going
to be something else.
Exactly.
But you asked for honesty. You didn't ask to hear what you wanted to hear.
Yeah.
I think in my experience, I feel like women ask questions a lot of times that they don't actually want to know the answer to.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, people will ask me something and I'll be like, are you sure you want to actually know? Because I feel like you don't want to know. And I'll be like, no, tell me. Like, I won't get mad. I won't get angry. But no, I feel like it's a case of, like, I think, because for me, I don't ask questions I don't want to know the answer to. Like, even if I'm seeing someone, there are a lot of things that are, like, even questions that people probably ask all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I won't ask because I genuinely don't want to know, because I know I'm just going to trigger myself into a madness. Mm-hmm. And it's unnecessary.
But you know, that's why I don't like going with the flow. In fact, someone's actually mentioned that, so we can talk about that as well. I don't like going with the flow because I feel like I always need to know things.
Mm.
But then I've tried to go with the flow in recent times, and it didn't really work out for me. But like, it's not to say that I won't like continue to go with the flow, like try it again, because it might not have worked for me this time, but it didn't work for me. Not going with the flow the other 10 times or whatever didn't work either. So this is just one time.
I think going with the flow is very, like,
It's
very overrated, because you can, the whole going with the flow thing kind of suggests that, oh, we're just hanging out, like, there's not really much to
see
it.
What happens.
But you can clarify what you are and still do that. I think, I don't necessarily think you need to go with the flow, because that always sounds very one-sided. Like, oh, the girl is going with the flow. It's never like, the narrative is never,
we're both.
It's kind of like, I want to go with the flow, so you're joining me. So I don't know what the thing says, but I think definitely women do just tag along with that.
Basically that they don't mind going with the flow. Like, they're okay with going with the flow.
That's what women
I think that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time you don't want to speak up, then you get frustrated because the other person isn't giving you what you want.
And you know you've already agreed to it as well, so you can't go back on what you said.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, you'll say to someone, oh, like, this is what I'm doing right now. Like, I'm not looking for anything. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready for this. And the person will be like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And then a couple months later, they're like, so...
Yeah. And then you have to have that long conversation.
What are we?
And it's just tense because you're
vexed.
Okay, so, someone said saying they're okay with something when they aren't.
That's just everyone in general.
Similar. Okay, liking sports. Right. I used to actually play football. I was on a team,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I used to know a lot about football. Now that I don't force it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't try and get involved. I'm not sitting there saying, Hazard, Mata, Messi. I don't get involved. Yeah. Like, American football, I do know about, mm-hmm. and I get involved. But I know that a lot of people probably look at me like, oh, she's Gemini. Like, I'm actually not. Like, I think it's
an awful assumption, actually, to assume that
women... Yeah, it's very sexist, isn't it?
Very sexist that women pretend to like sports to get the attention
of men. But some women do, though.
I feel like if they do, they're probably young.
Yeah.
I know one girl that does it bad. It's proper annoying. Like,
is it?
Yeah, she does it bad.
The only time I ever talk about sports is during the World Cup. That's because I actually watched the World Cup.
Yeah.
That's the only time I ever watched football.
That's all Nikki.
It is. Okay. Lying that they're not talking to anybody.
All right.
Oh, look at that. Both dimples just appeared.
Can I land? What I was going to say is, I know that guys think this, that women or girls lie about if they're talking to somebody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can only speak for myself and people that I personally know. I'm going to say no, because guys are under the assumption that a girl is always talking to somebody. We always have somebody. But I've honestly been through areas of my life and times of my life where I'm not talking to nobody.
Homeless.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to anybody. So when you're coming to talk to me and you're under the assumption that I'm talking to somebody else or I'm seeing somebody else and I'm telling you I'm not and you don't believe me, I actually find that quite insulting. Like, you must think, oh, because I'm a pretty girl, I must have. Nah, it's not always like that, like, at all. So I'm going to say no, but I can imagine that a few
I don't think girls lie. Well, I think the girls that I've come across haven't.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
The ones I've come across, no.
I guess it depends on who you're talking to, and I feel like also there are guys or girls out there who makes the person feel like they couldn't be honest.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm the type of person where if I ask you if you're talking to anyone else, you're gonna know that whatever you say, I'm not gonna make an issue out of it. I just want you to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just so you know, like,
but I feel like there are probably people that are asking in a way where you know they don't want you to say I am. Do you know what I mean?
And more time, I think it's about when the question's being asked.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you're trying to get serious with somebody and you ask, are you talking to somebody else? Then I can understand why the question's being asked.
Mm.
But if it's just kind of like you're getting to know each other and then they're asking me that,
like,
it's kind of disingenuous. Already. Yeah, like, why are you asking me? So, not to say I agree with people lying about it, because I don't think you should lie about anything like that, especially when you're getting to know somebody new. You should never have the foundations of your new relationship or whatever it is on lies.
But you might just want to know for the sake of just knowing, like, where you're both at. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. Because I'll tell you why. Because what if they are seeing somebody else and you're involved with them and then they decide that they want to, like, you know, move forward with the other person?
Then it has to be like that.
Yeah, but that's why you might want to be prepared for that. Do you know what I mean? You could, at least you know that there was a chance of that. I mean, there's a chance of it happening regardless, because they could decide that they want to go on to somebody that's not even either of you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, at least you are more prepared for something like that happening.
I think it depends when you have that discussion.
Yeah.
So if I've literally only known you for 2 weeks, then you shouldn't ask me that question.
Okay.
Because, no.
All right, so moving on. Let me check. I'm just checking off all the ones that I've done already. All right, someone said, I didn't know my best friend had feelings for me, but we can change that into my friends.
What kind of specific...
Wait, what?
Like, lying about not knowing that their best friend has feelings
that's
for them.
That's very specific.
I mean, okay, let's change it to friend. Let's change it to friend.
Who's saying that one?
That's very specific.
Everything's anonymous, guys, okay? I can't tell you guys anything, okay?
They need to check that person. What is that?
No, but, what was I saying?
Do we think women lie
about their friends liking them,
not knowing that their friend likes them?
Yeah. You know how men do, you know that? What? Men are the pros at that. Pretend to be acting oblivious. Acting oblivious.
Mm.
Men do that all the time. You tell them, look, this girl's feeling you, or this
person's
feeling
you. No, she's just my friend.
No, she just brings
me jollof.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Like, she cooks all the time. I swear that she cooks all the time. Yeah. Like, no. Anyway,
I feel like women probably do that, to be fair. I know that there's been girls that I've spoken to where I feel like there are a few friends that they're just a bit, like, do you know what I mean? And they'll be like, no, they're just like that. They're just like that. I'm like, they're not like that.
Me, like, personally, that I feel like I've lied, definitely. Like, I've known, like, somebody has lied to me.
Your friend has lied to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that I'm talking to has...
will tell you that.
And I've said no when I know that they have.
You're living proof that...
Yeah, no. But, I mean, I've done it.
In other words, this one is right.
About you.
This one is correct.
No, I've done it before. I wouldn't say I do it, like, actively do it, but I've done it before, definitely. Because it's just like, I know that's not going to happen, so what is the point of, like, causing that rift between you two, or causing that rift between...
If somebody on the outside, as in someone that's not a friend in the friendship, can see and acknowledge that that's happening, then clearly it's mad obvious.
But if you're never going to get... Listen, if I was on the other side, if the shoe wasn't even foot, I wouldn't have it. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, because I'm being hypocritical right now, I would say, like, if I know I am never, over my dead body, will I ever get with this person, what is the point of me now putting these ideas or thoughts into the person I'm involved with? Why would I put it?
But
they've already. But if I can dismiss it, I can shut it down. I can say absolutely not. Like, that is not what he's talking to somebody.
So you're
else.
Saying you're doing it. You're doing it to just protect the rift, like the awkwardness.
Because I can't be arsed. Like, because I know it's not that. So what is the point?
Okay, let's flip it. Yeah, let's say hypothetically speaking, what if you was like you'd been sexually involved with this person, but you lot are just mates now?
Oh no, I would. I always disclose that kind of information. Like
because say you're like really good friends with this person.
No, but it depends on
how far.
But if I was in a relationship with the person, then I would have said, okay, like,
What did they just say? Have
once you upon a time, been? We lipsed.
If, weren't they asking for you, you and your friend
not,
of a...
it's not happened.
So we're saying if it had.
Would you be like, yeah?
Would you say like, yeah? Like,
yeah, maybe.
I'm always honest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like this, I'm being attacked right now.
So no.
I'm starting to lie right now.
Branching off what we were saying before, yeah, when sometimes people ask things that they don't want to know the answer to. Yeah. For example, I'm really good friends with someone that, like, back in the day, I've been sexually involved with. And whenever I have a partner or something, let's say it just randomly comes up in conversation, so it's not something that you have to just outright say, oh, by the way, this happened, because that's awkward. But if it comes up in conversation, they'll say, yeah, like, me and my brethren, back in the day, XYZ. And I've never, anyone I've ever told that, like, has liked me or have been like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. They always have an issue with it. Anyways, the thing is, okay, if that was me, if I was in that situation, I wouldn't have a problem with it. And it depends on the type of friendship you have now. If I feel like the friendship is inappropriate, like you lot do inappropriate things, then of course then I would probably feel away. But if I know that your friendship is now strictly platonic, why do I need to have that? Because so what if there's someone from your past, like feelings come, feelings go, like you can't I can't say you're going to be stuck on someone that you were with 5 years ago. Like, I mean, come on. Like, I can get over something, then so can you.
I think it definitely depends on the friendship that you have with the person that you may have been sexual with or whatever, and it also depends on
the person you're with.
So like,
I don't know. This is what happens. Like you said again, in theory, girls say, "Oh yeah, I'm fine with it. It's nothing. Like it was a long time
until
ago,
something." Actually, and the next minute,
when you're chilling, they're like, "Oh, you've been there for a while."
I guess it's like, okay, all right. See, as a friend, all right. Let me put a hypothetical, because what you're saying is actually true. Because hypothetically, let's say if I was now chilling like with you and you're just your friend, like say it was you and I was like involved with you or whatever, and Dom calls you and you're like, oh, I need to talk to Dom, like I'm going, like I just give me like 20 minutes, I need to go sort something out, whatever, you go off and you speak to her on the phone. But then if it was this friend that you're talking about and you're like, oh yeah, give me 20 minutes, let me go and talk to this friend, and you would kind of feel like it would change, the dynamics are different. So I understand that. I guess it depends. It does depend. I mean, in theory, people will be like, oh, it's okay. But then I guess when certain situations happen, they might.
I don't know. I can only talk about myself.
Yeah.
And now I'm somebody that has slept with my friends, but they're still my friends.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're friends. Not like, oh, I talk to them every now and again. We're actually friends. Like, friends. Really
and
friends.
You don't even think about it.
I don't think about it like that, because it was just sex at the time. Like, that's all it ever was. We weren't dating. Mm-hmm. We weren't ever trying to get in a relationship. It was literally just sex.
Yeah.
So I'm in a relationship right now, and I told her, because obviously I've introduced her to my friends, because they're still my friends. And she's just kind of like, oh. So obviously I explained context to it, like the type of friendship we had, why I had sex with them or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she gets it. She was just like, oh, okay, cool. But because I haven't separated the two, it's not like I'm not allowing my girlfriend to meet these so-called friends that I may have slept with. If I had separated it and it's like, oh, I'm going out with these lot,
exactly,
you've never met them before, then there's a problem.
To be honest, it also depends on how you explained it, because I'm sure you would have taken the time to explain how it went down. Like, some people wouldn't do that, and then they leave questions in you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
They leave you with doubts. So, yeah. Mm. All right, moving on. Okay, so lying about not minding, like I say, I don't mind paying my own way, quote unquote. So
like on a date or something?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh yeah, they definitely lie about that.
Really?
What do they say?
Don't mind paying for themselves on a date, for example.
Come on.
Yeah, they do lie about that.
Do you think?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. A lot of girls do.
Of course.
In theory,
like me personally, I don't mind paying for myself because I can. I'll never leave my house if I don't have money to pay for myself.
What, pay for myself as in I pay for me and then you pay for you? Yes. I'll go in Dutch.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant like paying for the date, like paying for dates. I'm saying like you meant like your way. Like this is, okay.
In theory, I don't mind paying for myself because I've ordered the food or I've played this game. I'm gonna, whatever.
Generally, if I'm on a date, I just prefer to.
If it's a date, and most dates, I'm being taken out. I'm not really the pursuer like that.
Yeah.
So it's not even an expectation. It's kind of like code of conduct. If you invited me out, I'm going to assume that you're paying. Mm. So if it gets down to it and then I'm paying for myself, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to sit there like a child and cross my arm. I'm going to do it. But in my head, I'll be like, okay, cool.
You didn't follow the right. I agree with what you're saying 100%. In like some instances with me, I just wait and see like whatever happens, happens. I might feel like I want to pay for the date at the end of it. You might reach for your card first, you pay for it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever I feel like doing at the time. I don't ever want it to be a thing where we're thinking about who's paying. But
does it matter how many dates you've been on with that person?
What do you mean?
So, for example, with me and my girlfriend, she pursued me. Even though it was equal, but she pursued me, So, when we first started going out, she was obviously paying, But as we saw each other more, like maybe like the fourth, fifth time we saw each other, I paid because I was like, okay, cool, we've got to know each other a bit more. And it's a mutual thing. She's no longer just pursuing me, like we're doing this together. Yeah. So that's how it is. But I'm talking about like first, second dates when someone is actively inviting you out.
Mm.
To me, code of conduct says it's only right for you to be the person that hosts. So you pay, you pick the place, you do this, that, and the third. But I think when you know someone a little bit more, then I agree with you, Sam. You can kind of decide whether you're going to pay.
Yeah.
I feel like it's different. I feel like it all depends on the person you're seeing and just how they are as well.
Because
I feel like there's been times where you could go on 8 dates with someone, they never reach for their card, and then you're like, okay, cool, like, what's going on? You're not even going to offer to pay for the drink, or like...
Yeah.
So I think it depends on the person, because if that's the case, if you're with that type of person that is just always going to let you pay, like, you could be together for 2 years and they're never going to reach in their purse, then at one point you're going to be like, okay, hold on, am I your sugar daddy? Like, what is
this? Do you know what I mean?
So, but I feel like if it's a mutual thing, like you said, like if you invite someone out somewhere, then cool, you can pay, vice versa. If it's just like, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you both reach for the card and you're like, yeah, no, I got it. Whatever, I've got it.
And so, it is different though. I think it's different for girls. Yeah, when girls are dating each other, the lines are a little bit blurred. Yeah. Especially, for example, if they're both femmes as well, it's like, so I went on a date.
God forbid.
Last year,
you lot must be punching each other with the POS machine, blood.
Last year, I went on a date with this girl, and like she's a femme as well, same as me. And we did like this brunch thing. So I never thought about who's paying. I just assumed I'm gonna pay for myself because it was not a substantial bill, but we kind of did like you pay £30 and then get like a boozy brunch type of thing.
Okay.
So I was in my mind, I was like, oh, I'm just gonna pay for myself anyway. So when it came down to paying, we didn't talk about it, but we both just paid for ourselves.
Okay.
But I think it depends on who you are. It's like you're a femme, if you're a stud, whatever, or if you've got more masculine energy. A lot of girls with more masculine energy will tend to pay.
That's what I was going to raise point, because Courtney said something once. Didn't you say that everyone just assumes that, like, she's going to pay?
Yeah.
Just because that would be quite annoying, though. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It'd be quite annoying, because I can imagine, okay, I'm a stud, but does it mean that? Yeah. Like, what did you call yourself? Big bag ogre? Big bad ogre.
No, this one, I feel like... For me, it's very refreshing, like, when girls offer to pay.
Mm.
And it's because, in my experience, because of how I am, they're just assuming. And they'll be ordering all the drinks. I'll just be there, like, getting my menu, and be like, yeah, I want starter. What are we having for dessert? And I'm just sitting there, like, I know at the end of this, you're not going to be reaching in your purse. Do you know what I mean? And at the end of the day... Cool, I have more masculine energy than her, whatever. But at the end of the day, we're both women here. We're not going under the patriarchy. Yeah, there's no patriarchy here. So at the end of the day, if we're not gonna have a conversation about it, because it doesn't have to be a conversation, but at least be willing to pretend. At least pretend. That some girls, like, they won't even pretend.
That's fake reach.
I like the pretend. I don't mind it. Because I feel like with the pretend, like, you're at least, it shows that you care. Do you know what I mean? It shows that you're at least caring about how this is probably going to make me feel at the end of the day. Do you know what I'm saying? Because if I'm going to feel like you're just happy for me to rinse my pocket and for you to just buy out the bar and and let's say you may not even know me that long, then I might feel it. I might feel like, are you taking me for a ride? Like, sometimes they're not even giving you conversation, but they've been eating, and you're just like, Okay, cool.
I don't ever.
Was you hungry to
the I don't do the fake reach. Ever. I used to. No, the thing is, it was a reach where I was just like, well, if you let me, then I will pay.
I'm hoping
you don't let me, but if I have to, then I will. I've never done it
because I don't want to be disappointed.
I can never go. There's some girls that will actually go out without money.
I think it also depends
on the language as well, because if someone says to you, I'm taking you out, mm-hmm. automatically you're paying. Like,
yeah,
not like, let's go, or should we go, or whatever, because that's still a bit kind of grey. Mm-hmm. But if you're saying, I'm taking you out, that's it. Like, mm-hmm. straight, you're
mm-hmm.
paying.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine, like, if someone said that and they still don't pay. This happened to my friend before.
They said what? I'm taking you out.
And the bill comes. My and friend looking literally, at
she
eye.
Went to cinema, yeah.
Said, we'll scramble this together,
my friend went to the cinema.
Cinema?
Yeah. Oh. Went cinema.
Yeah, she went cinema. Sorry, technical difficulties. She went cinema and the boy literally went to those self-checkout thingies.
Yeah.
And he literally, like, got his own one ticket. And was like, oh yeah, do you want to get yours? And then, to add insult to injury, yeah, they went inside, they were sitting down, and he was like, oh yeah, can you go and get me XYZ?
Huh?
And then he gave her a £20 note and he said, yeah, can you bring the change? He didn't ask her if she wanted anything.
He didn't ask her.
He did not know.
Wow, the trash, no, the trash.
He doesn't go on dates.
Enter the bin. Clearly. Wow.
But yeah, okay, so next one.
That's shocking.
No, it is. He forgets his wallet.
If she was smart, you know what she would have done? She would have let him buy his ticket, and then once he said, "Oh, do you want to get yours?" She'd be like, "Oh, you know what? I forgot. I left the iron on. Enjoy the film. Tell me what happens."
Okay, so there's another one. So women lie about not, like, you don't have to get me anything, basically.
What do you mean?
You don't have to get me anything, like, a present or whatever.
I feel like everyone says that. I feel like a lot of people say
I want things. If it's my birthday, I want you to get me something.
Yeah, but a lot of people say
I won't tell you what I want. I don't care what it is. If it's, like, thoughtful or if it's whatever, as long as I get something. Don't just come, like, turn up on my birthday with nothing. Because the thing is, it doesn't even have to be a present. It could be, like, you're actually taking me out. You're doing something.
I think I'll agree then. I think you don't have to get anything, because I think you want them to take the initiative.
Yeah, exactly. But don't say that. Because if they don't, then what? Then what?
I'll be like, Ross, you really didn't get me anything.
I want a present. I want something.
You want a present? Exactly. I'll say that as well. Okay, so apparently women will say things like, he'll never find someone better. I think it's okay to believe in your source,
They do say that.
I think it's okay.
I think they say that to convince themselves that they can get over
him. No, but the friends gas them up as well. They'll be like, oh yeah, no, his next chick,
But I want people to know that.
I believe it.
As great as you think you are, yeah, or great as you know you are,
mm-hmm.
I do think it's very naive to think that somebody can't level up from you.
Of course.
Because every time you get into a new relationship, you should be leveling up.
100. But I do sometimes believe it.
That's true.
Like, I do sometimes think... I've actually gone above and beyond, and it's not going to happen again.
It's true, actually. No, it's actually true.
Sometimes I genuinely believe it. I think you might get someone that caters to you, like, or puts up with your shit in a way mm-hmm. that I wouldn't or I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But to get someone that treats you better mm. or is better for you...
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Okay. So one that we've gotten, like, that I got quite a bit was... I've never done this before, or I've never felt like this before, or I've never been like this with anyone before. Personally, yeah. Okay. Sometimes you actually do, like, suppress, like, situations. Like, mm-hmm. some of my situations have given me PTSD, like, honestly.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, like... seriously. So you literally might actually genuinely believe, actually, I've never done this before, but you're forgetting. Like, you're mm-hmm. actually forgetting. You're actually... It's amnesia.
You blocked it from your...
I swear down. It could just be that. But I'm assuming that they're talking about, like, maybe sexually.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just gonna out her because this one was Courtney's.
Because
she's on the episode. Right. A few people have said this though, but I won't out them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you were one of the people. So what did you mean by that?
I feel like sometimes girls just lie about, it's not even just a sexual thing. Like, I feel like more time girls are honest, mm-hmm. especially, like, for example, if they haven't been with that many girls or whatever, they're being honest sexually because they don't want you to think they're, like, some hella experience, whatever, whatever. So mm-hmm. they'll be honest in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like sometimes girls do lie about maybe how they're treating you or how they feel about you and say, oh, I've never felt like this for anyone. Like,
but how do you know that? How do you know that?
I'm not saying I know it,
mm-hmm.
but in my opinion, I feel like sometimes girls do lie about, oh, I've never, you know, had these feelings before, or I've never done this for someone before, and you blatantly done it like a month ago.
I always used to think it was a myth when people say that, like when that girls say, I've never done this before, but they're lying. I used to think it's a myth.
They do, they'll say, like, and it doesn't even have to be a big thing, no, but they'll make out like it was like, oh, I've never done this before for anyone else, or did it?
A lot of girls do that because I guess it's a way of like making the person feel like it's kind of stroking their ego, innit? It's making them feel like, okay, you're the only one that's worthy of, you know, me doing this. So I kind of understand why they do it, but it's just so unnecessary because
it doesn't matter.
Don't care. Like, as long as you're treating me, as long as I'm getting what I want to get, I'm being treated well, then I don't care who you've done it for or with.
Yeah.
So, okay, see, that was there again. I'm not like this with everyone. Lying about being busy, apparently. Like, girls lie about being busy. I mean, I do. Like, I will literally be, like, wrapped up in bed, watching Netflix. But I'm busy, though. And I'm like, oh, no, all this week I'm booked up back to back.
But I'm busy doing that. Yeah, I'm
that's
busy
true. Chilling. That's my version
of being busy. Yeah.
What about you? Have you ever used that before and lied?
If I've used it, then I've used it on someone that I'm not interested in talking to anyway.
Yeah, so that's basically it.
So whoever said that.
That is basically, yeah. Ooh. Sorry. Yikes. Okay, so women's intuition. Someone said that it's a lie. It's a lie. I think men are jealous. Because we don't have that power.
I've seen loads of men say this thing where they say, women say they have women's intuition, but they stay or they cry anyway. But that doesn't absolve me.
Exactly.
It just means that I was a dickhead and didn't use my intuition.
Exactly.
So I believe, I don't think it's a lie.
Exactly. Okay. Okay, so women will tell you that nobody moves to them, but what they really mean is that they don't get the guys that they want or the girls that they want.
I don't get it.
So basically, you're saying that...
You don't get moved to and stuff.
Yeah, you don't get moved to, whatever, whatever. But realistically, what it is just that, you know, you're not getting your type. Yeah, you didn't want the person.
I didn't get moved to then.
What? So, I don't understand. What does this person want? They want women to talk about all the...
The thing is, this is what I'm saying. This is how you know it was a man that said that. Honestly.
What's the problem?
That's how you know a man said that. Because men always focus on just the... fickle shit.
Mm.
Means absolutely nothing how many times I got moved.
Their preference isn't moving to them. Okay.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
What now?
Right. Let's move on. I'm not hungry. But when the food comes, you're doing, you know, nom. Okay. Yeah. But you know what? You might not have been hungry. You might not have been hungry at the time, but when the aroma enters your nostrils and hits your brain, like, of course, you're going to want it.
Don't do that
and
then with sometimes.
And then sometimes you might, you know, the whole like eating off the plate and eating off whatever. My thing is, when I ordered something, I ordered it because that's what I wanted. Then I saw your food and I'm like, actually, that looks nicer.
Yeah.
Let me try it. Mm. What's the problem with that?
Order it again.
But if it's the same, obviously if it's the same dish, I mean, other people's food always tastes better. So I understand why women do that as well. But like, I don't see the problem.
I don't see the problem. I feel like sharing.
Sharing is caring. That's what I was going to say. Sharing is caring. Like, what's the problem? Look at you. Grinch. She just said it like Grinch, like, fucking hell. Okay. Lying about being on their period.
Huh?
Lying about being on their period.
That's another sourceless one.
What?
I'm going to say, yeah. Not that I've ever done it, but I can imagine to get out of an uncomfortable situation, you just lying, I'm on my period.
Okay.
But they realize that doesn't work, but some guys don't care.
Whoever you're lying for must be very thirsty for you to feel like you need to lie. Because like, for you to feel like you need to lie, a part of you feels like they're going to try and force it on you. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to try and make it a thing. So if you feel like you have to lie to avoid it even leading up to that, then it's unfortunate because that means the person that you're doing it for is a bit...
wayward.
Is a bit, yeah, is moving a bit mad.
Yeah. Someone said, sorry, I just went to go and check where they elaborated, but I can't find it, so let's just skip that. Okay, so, I mean, there was another one, how they know a guy and where from, but, you know, whatever. Cool. And what they want in a, and what they want in a man. Women lie about what they want in a man, but, yeah. Okay, now, what men think about women. This is going to go quite fast, because we need to hit the dilemmas and we're kind of running over time. So, one of the, not so what men think about women, sorry. What people think about women.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what people think about women. One, we're superior to men.
We are.
I agree. Facts. We absolutely are.
Like, facts only. Facts. No, so
a lot of things that we go through, like I'm talking like periods, pregnancy, mm-hmm. childbirth, mm-hmm. even never. like holding together families. They like, could never. Men, they could literally never.
And honestly, never. This is not me being biased in any no. sort of way. This is actually looking at like
the way that
biology, mm-hmm. number one, the stuff that our body goes through mm-hmm. all the time, from the day we're born to the day we die, mm-hmm. the stuff that we have to deal with in society, trauma, all yeah. of that, and we still manage to press on. We definitely are superior.
Yeah. Okay. Next. Women are selfish, and even when we're being caring, it's for, when I say words because I'm a woman, when we're being caring, it's for personal gain. So basically, Bruh. They're doing things, the three people said this actually, that basically we do things because we feel like we're going to get something in return when it's our turn, or we're doing it like because, you know, eventually it will benefit us.
I feel like whoever said that, hopefully you're not me, but I feel like whoever said that isn't a caring person themselves.
Because they don't know.
Because I feel like if you're a caring really, person, you know what it feels like to just genuinely feel yeah. good, to care for someone.
But
like,
I can understand where they're coming happy. From, but in a different way. So, for example, I know in general, in terms of relationships, women tend to like compromise a lot.
Yeah.
Because they think they're going to get something in the end. So mm-hmm. I'm going to compromise what I want from this man. Because I'm going to put up with the bullshit. He's going to change for me. Yeah. Ultimately, I'm going to get the ring. So in that sense, I agree, but in terms of just like caring, no, I don't think you can fake. I don't think you can fake that.
It's hard to fake care. It is hard to fake care. Okay, so someone said that we actually want to be / feel loved.
Yeah. That's everyone though. Everyone wants to be loved.
Yeah.
Not just women. Everyone.
Yeah, that's just okay. See, that's just going off topic a bit, but that's Summer Walker tune. Yeah, I love Summer Walker. Courtney put me on. I can't lie. But. Girls need love too. Like, whoever said we didn't need love? Like, I didn't understand that. That's one thing I didn't get. Because, yeah, we need love. We want love. Anyway, moving on. Women like to have their cake and eat it too.
In what respect?
I thought that as well. When the person said that, I was like,
you're trying it. That's a man thing.
We just like to have our cake and eat it.
What is that? You know, I don't know what that phrase is.
Basically, someone else said like princess syndrome. So it's like, I guess it kind of goes hand in hand. Like, we kind of just want to be spoiled. We want me. And yeah, we kind of like aren't willing to like, you know, give the same.
See, this is why I don't think that's true, because again, I can only speak in general terms. Generally, we compromise
we're very nurturing
on
as well.
A lot of stupid mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. So I can't imagine, obviously for specific scenarios it's different, but I can't imagine that we want things only our way and we're not prepared to battle, or we're not prepared
women
to negotiate.
We compromise
quite a few people said that we are like that though. Mm-hmm. About we're not willing to compromise and that we just want things our way, etc.
Yeah, I think that's just a difficult person.
Okay, so next. Thick women give better head than slim women. slim/petite women. Okay,
but
I'm biased.
Can you have what a thick that? Mouth what? And a thin mouth?
Listen, yeah, it's probably because, like, I'm going to be biased. It's probably because, like, you know, we're used to eating. So, you know, we gobble. Our long throats increase our gobbleability. Yeah.
Yeah, but thick women don't have long throats. What?
Let me have this one, yeah. Land. Okay, let me have this one.
Continue.
But yeah, no, that's obviously. I don't. That's obviously from personal experience.
Okay, because that doesn't make any sense. Your size doesn't impact your mouth.
It's mad.
How can you say men?
It's mad for them.
You knew it was a man that said that instantly.
Cool, that's mad.
But yeah, They secretly love babying their partners.
Yeah.
That's true.
Definitely.
That's very true. And sometimes I actually, sometimes I feel like it's, I kind of overdo it. Like, I just want to, like, I can't describe it. Like, I just want to be the reason that this person, like, feels better or, do you know what I mean? Like, I want to make this person's day. So I'm always kind of, like, doing bare, like, doing bare, doing bare. Shut up. So, like, I do it bare and I kind of sometimes feel like I'm just being a bit overbearing. Like, all right, chill a little bit. Like, I can actually do this myself. But I want to do it for you because you might, do you know what I mean? I might feel like... In this
particular, I think it depends on your love language as well, but I definitely think a lot of women do like
acts of service is mine.
Yeah, do like baby and
acts of service.
Yeah, mine's my top one, so I guess that's why probably that's why I'm like that. That makes sense.
Acts of service is not mine, boy.
Boy, that's mine.
At all. I have three and they all interchange. So mine is
acts of service.
Words of affirmation.
Quality time.
Words of affirmation was my top one, I think.
What? That's
physical touch.
That's my do you know what? Physical touch went from like zero, literally zero, to like it's probably like one of my top now.
Physical to me,
yeah. I was never really an affectionate person until recently. Like honestly, that's
mine is words of affirmation, physical touch, and quality time.
Quality all time.
Three together. I think those are mine.
All three together.
No, I think acts.
Quality time, acts of service, and I don't remember.
There's
what's
gift,
the other
gift,
one?
Gift giving.
Yeah. Gift giving. Really gift. Yeah, that's mine.
Yeah, mine was quality time, words of affirmation, and acts of service.
Yeah, words of affirmation. I don't need
physical touches.
I like to hear it, but I don't. It doesn't.
Physical
do touch
is very important to me. Like I didn't realize how important it was until I was denied physical touch, and it drove me for a year. Like I was with somebody that wasn't affectionate, and they wouldn't give it to me. So no.
That women are very strong. Yeah, we know that. We know that. Women rarely hold themselves accountable for their fuckery.
Depends on who you're dealing
with. It does happen a lot.
See?
But I tried I'm late with it, though. At the time, sometimes I'm like, no, you. And then when I kind of sit and think about it, this is why I know that when I'm arguing with somebody, it's better for me to just not say anything and go away and come back. That's the way that I kind of deal with things. And because I have time to think about things myself, maybe even seek advice and whatever. And then I'll come back and I'll be like, okay, you know what? Yeah.
I know it's a thing they say that like, women don't do accountability. But I've never experienced it, even in friendships. Because I'll think about your friendship.
Oh, no, I've experienced that.
I haven't really experienced it. Not really.
No,
like, I have stubborn friends,
yeah,
but not to the point where it's like they don't hold themselves accountable.
No, I've had friends that don't. I feel like it's different because obviously the way that you communicate with like
your friend is different.
Yeah, is different. So
I don't know if that's a woman thing though. I don't know if it's a woman thing. I feel like there's definitely probably thing. Men. Yeah, there's probably men out there as well.
Yeah,
that are just the same.
Like, yeah,
some people.
But we're talking about women
some people
right
are good
now.
At it. Some people aren't. Mm. I feel like that's just a people thing.
Someone said we're wavy. Yeah, we know. We don't know our worth and we're ruled by insecurities. Mm-hmm. If we mastered it, we would rule the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was by a man that said that, you know, I'm just saying.
Well, that's a little inaccurate because even if I know my worth and I master it, there are still systematic things in place that will stop me from ruling any type of world
Very true. Women aren't built for casual sex.
That's a lie.
That's not true.
That's not true at all. So many women have done it.
I can't lie. So many women have
successfully done it.
Yeah.
And this is even without the other person catching feelings too.
Mm-hmm.
It's been done and it can be done. It's just people. It's certain people.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because certain men can't do it.
Yeah.
They force themselves
true.
To be able to because they think that's what being a man's about. You just sleep with as many people as possible.
Mm.
So you're seed and whatnot. But some men can't. Yeah, in reality, they can't.
Feelings.
Yeah, they can't hack it. It's okay like to
it's
not
right.
be able
catch
to.
Catch the feelings.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay, and the last one was that we're always entitled. We have, like, basically a sense of entitlement. What happened to my... Did I hurt myself in the car? Shit, my whole arm is
oh, my God.
Aching.
Oh, then stop then.
Injury
oh
is for you.
Is it bruised?
I don't think so.
It's bleeding.
No, it's not.
Stop pressing it then.
No, you know, I love pressing bruises. It's weird. But, yeah, anyways, we always feel entitled.
Disagree.
What? No.
Okay. Now, Moving on, you know, guys, I apologize. The structure of this episode is trash, okay? But, you know, I'll get there because what I was gonna say. It is trash because normally, you know, we do snipping and cutting and, you know, we chop to the next part. Nah, we're just flowing for this episode, yeah? Right, so dilemma time. Got two dilemmas for you, guys. So you're gonna answer them. So, dilemma one. Oh, this segment is called Asking for a Friend. Sorry, I forgot that part. But yeah, one. Basically, the second dilemma, by the way, this was sent ages ago. So when you hear what it's about, I feel sorry for the person because I don't know what's happening with them.
Oh,
well. Right. One.
They're not even listening anymore.
May, you know, I had feelings for one of my newer male friends, but never said anything to him. My best friend knew this when I introduced them, but now a few weeks later, they're always running banter on the TL. The few times we've linked up after, he asked me to bring her because she's quote-unquote jokes. Now I'm finding out she has his number. And when I asked why, she said, quote-unquote, to discuss one show, LOL. I've told her I'm not comfortable with that. And she responded with, why bring me around your other friends if I can't be friends with them too? I can't even accuse her of trying to secure him without seeming crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't even care if she figures out this is about her. Am I wrong for being annoyed? And how should I handle this?
Does the guy know that she likes him?
No, she said that she never told him.
Then, yeah, she's wrong.
I think she's vexed. She's vexed with the female friend.
Yeah, but...
The female friend knows...
That she likes the male friend.
Yeah, my best friend knew this when I introduced them. But now, a few weeks later, they're always running back on the timeline. The few times we've linked up after, he asked me to bring her because she's jokes, quote-unquote. Like, so obviously, the guy is feeding the girl.
So does the girl who's writing in assume...
Yeah.
That the best friend is moving to him, or is she just...
Assuming that something's going on.
Something's going on.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
I think it's a bit mad, though. If I introduce to my friend and say, I'm feeling this person, like, for you to not be going behind my back and be taking numbers and all of that is... Yeah, all you need to do is
talk to your friend and just be like...
But she's saying, don't bring me around your friends if I can't be friends with them too. She's putting it down to friendship.
Then you have to just leave it.
You have to leave it.
That's magic.
If you don't trust your friend... Then that's for, and you, the to thing be, is, you that's told, for you to decide.
You haven't even told him you like him yet. So imagine if you actually start dating him and then you're side-eyeing him whenever your friend's there.
But then also at the same time is, what if the friend does like him and then something happens and then between you and the friend, and then now you're like, your friend is like secretly like him.
But if the friend has put it down to, why are you bringing around a friend if you can't be friends? She's already saying, this is friends, So now if the friend, if you have to take that as gospel, okay, you're saying you two are friends, let me leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Now if something happens between him and the friend, then you have the right to say you're taking a piss.
Because if you don't trust your friends, you shouldn't be friends.
So you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. Even though it looks wayward, if she says, rah, we're just friends, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Let them be friends. If anything else happens, break her head.
Yeah, but should she though? But should she actually be mad if something happens, if she hasn't even communicated with this with the boy? Because what if the boy then says, what if the boy, I'm devil's advocate right now, so what if the boy then says, I'm feeling your friend?
That's fine for him to say.
That's fine for him because he doesn't know. But however, between you and me, you're my friend. I've told you I'm really feeling this guy. So she should just like, if he moves to you, that's fine because he doesn't know I like him. Mm-hmm. It is then you to be like, nah. You don't have to tell him why, but nah. But then you come and tell me that he moved to me, and then I can act accordingly. I can be like, okay, maybe I'm not feeling him no more, or like, it's awkward now.
That's what I was going to say. So if no one's going to end up with him, so is that how it should be? If I can't have you, no one can. Like,
is that what we're doing? Give it some time. Give it some time.
Yeah.
Because if I'm like, oh, he's moving to you now, it's a bit awkward, I'm going to take a step back. That doesn't mean you go full force. It just means for now, it's just awkward. 2 months' time, I probably will be bare over it. You can do what you like then. Yeah. But it's too fresh now. Yeah, it's just awkward.
I hear that. Okay, next dilemma. I slept with two people within the space of 2 weeks. I found out I have chlamydia, but I don't know if the first guy gave it to me or the second guy. So I don't know if I should approach the first guy just in case he doesn't have it. Listen, I've never understood stuff like this.
Let me tell you something.
I know a girl that ended up with gonorrhea and chlamydia, a guy had gonorrhea and chlamydia, but he only gave the girl chlamydia, meaning that he had sex with someone in between, but he was like, go get checked because I've got gonorrhea and chlamydia. You dickhead. Like,
Let me tell you something. I don't care. It's awkward as hell. Yeah, it's awkward, right? If you have contracted any sort of STI, STD, I think the clinic advised maybe a month or so, a few weeks, whoever you have slept with or had sexual contact, it is your responsibility to tell them. It makes you an awful person. I don't care don't, how it happened. If you do not let that person know, you tell them, go and get tested.
Because then they could be they're at risk. And it's like,
that's
what I'm
saying. That's actually true.
So hopefully the person
did the right thing. This is what I was going
to
say.
Hopefully they did the right thing, but you have to.
You might be out here still spreading.
You have to tell them, man. I'm sorry. Because there's even a thing now where, like, if you don't want to make the call, I believe the NHS or something, you just tell them their name, the number, and they will send them.
You just get one anonymous text.
So
you don't have to do it. But you just have to let them know, man. It's out of order if you don't.
That's mad. That's actually kind of.
It's a good idea.
It's good
because it might not be. Sometimes it might not even be safe for you to whoever that person was, depending on how you contracted it.
Break your head.
Yeah, so you just have to let them know. It's awkward. It's an awkward conversation to have. This is why you need to get yourself regularly tested. Honestly. Anyway, but you have to tell them.
And you know, like, speaking of that quickly, when we did the STI episode with Aloni, we did polls, and the percentage of people that said they have had sex, they actively have sex, but have never been checked in their lives was disgraceful. I think it was like 30-something percent
A lot of the population, forget just our community, a lot of the population have never been tested.
But that makes me sick.
But they are sexually active and have been for a while.
It doesn't make sense at all.
Like, the clinic is there.
I tested myself the other day by myself. Like, you can get a home kit. I was just chilling in my room.
They don't deliver to my postcode.
I pricked my own finger, everything. Yeah. I got a home kit. Yeah. It's easy.
It's easy, get a home kit.
It's not even a thing where you have to go, like, it's not like
that is long.
We have to go to the clinic, you have to sit there, you sign your fake name.
That's long.
You sign your fake name, you wait for them to call you. It doesn't have to be all that long.
You can get the home one, you can get it delivered to work in a discreet box, you can get it delivered home. You literally swab.
I got my results in like 2 days.
2 days, like, yeah. So yeah.
I did see sorry, I lost my train of thought. But what's the website for that?
Oh, SHL.
S what?
SHL.
SHL.co.uk. Right, guys, if you want a discreet test, I did watch a video the other day, Tutus.
They did that.
That was the first time I'd heard of it.
Is it? So I listened to another podcast, Broken Pussy Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So they were talking about it, and then I Googled it, and the first one, because there's a few, the first one I looked at, they didn't deliver to my home. Then the second one I did, they actually delivered to my home and to my work. So I think I got it delivered to work, and it comes in a discreet, like, brown box, little box. Get it, you can even do it in the toilet at work.
Prick yourself. So the thing is, the first time I got it,
I couldn't prick, because I have acrylic nails on, right? So it tells you to prick the end of your finger. But where the blood was dripping into my nails. So it wasn't going. So I was just like, hell no. So I threw it in the bin and I was like, but I do need to get tested. It's coming up to the 3 month, four month mark. So I ordered a second, I gave it like a week, ordered the second one. My girlfriend's a nurse. So I got her to do it. And it worked. And she just did it, sent the results, boom.
I done it on one finger, it didn't work. I done it on the other finger. It was dripping bare blood.
I was like,
I swear to God, at one point I saw a blood clot. I had it done in clinic, it literally hurt. I pricked my finger bare hard the second time. I think I've done it too hard. Because the way it was just, I was like, hold on. Like,
filling up the food.
I was troubled. I can't even
It might be easier to get somebody, like, similar someone to else tissues, to do it. Get somebody else to do it for you, but there's literally no excuse now. Like, get yourself tested.
Honestly, stop being dirty.
Okay, thank you so much, guys, for joining me on this episode.
Pleasure.
You're welcome. So if there's anything you guys want to throw in there, plug yourselves. You got.
Follow me on Twitter. KV. KVCHINGG. And Instagram, KVCHING.
Why don't you make it the same?
Huh?
Why do you make it the same?
Because it's not available.
How do people take GG? Yeah.
That's same with mine though.
No, as in.
Why don't I make my thing? Because sometimes, you know, you don't necessarily want to have people on your thing like that.
Oh, okay, sus.
Follow me on Twitter, guys. B I L Z Y B. Instagram, it's B BILZYXB because somebody took Bilzy B. I couldn't believe my eyes. Exactly.
Someone has taken Love Saray before, so I had to do Love Dot Saray. I don't even use Insta. Well. I don't use Insta. I'm really shit at it. I've started trying to use Insta Stories. That's only because no one uses Snapchat anymore.
Yeah, I use Insta Stories now, and I actually really like it.
I have three pictures.
If you lot keep calling Insta. Me Kvaching, I'm gonna find
Kvaching.
I'm gonna change it to Kvaching 9 million.
Kvaching. Okay, guys, if you have any dilemmas. Send them to pinkmattercontact@gmail.com. Again, follow the podcast Twitter, which is @thepinkmatter. Follow me on my personal Twitter, which is LoveSirRay. Insta, all of that, same thing. Can do all of that. If you want to advertise on the podcast, hit up the email as well. I repeat, pinkmattercontact@gmail.com. Until next time.
Bye.
Layers.